My name is Kim, and tonight I'm in the visitor center and for the tango evening, and I'm sitting here. Tell me your name, please.
Andrea.
And Andrea is a student, a tango student. When did you start dancing tango?
About 2 years ago.
And how did you come to tango? Why tango?
I used to actually dance African. I've always danced. I used to dance African. But I'm from Uruguay, South America, so I thought I'd dance something that was closer to home. And tango comes from Argentina and Uruguay. So I thought I'd try it. And the first teacher in Uruguay blindfolded me and just swept me away and never looked back.
So what does tango mean for you?
For me, it's like a meditation in motion. You just put your soul and connect it with the other person. Sometimes I close my eyes and just dance and fall in love with that relationship, with that dance. And then I open my eyes at the end of the song and I might be dancing with someone I'd never met in my life, but we just shared such a beautiful moment together.
Sounds beautiful. Okay, I'm sitting here with Orivan and Jorge from Ecuador, and also Orivan is from Oroville. And here we are at the visitor center at the tango night. So please tell me, how did you start to come to tango, Jorge?
Well, I was actually in Argentina and I had gone to San Telmo to a show. Actually, I didn't know it was a show, but I went into a restaurant and there were some very small tables. And then in the middle of the dinner, there were two dancers that came and danced. And it was quite impressive. And as soon as they finished the dance, I asked them, where can you see more of this? And then they told me of a place to go to, which was a famous dance floor. It took me about 3 hours to find it. But that same evening, I entered a dance floor which was full of dancers. And I stayed there the whole night just looking. And thereafter, for about 6 months, I went every day to a class. I caught the bug, you could say. You caught the bug. So I was just amazed at how people can actually dance in such a huge dance floor with so little space, because there were hundreds of dancers in this one hall. And I just didn't understand how it all worked, so I needed to understand it. And I loved the music, obviously, and it was just love at first sight. It was just like, okay, this is it. I need to learn this.
And when was this?
This is about 13 years ago.
Wow. So what about you, Orivan? How did you start with tango in Oroville?
Well, mine was not quite love at first sight. I was more or less dragged into it by a friend of mine who sort of blackmailed me into coming to tango. And, when I saw teachers' names, it was a youth from Oroville who had come back with his fiancée, and they were giving a workshop. I said, why not? Why not? So I did a couple of workshops with them. By the first one, I said, okay, I'm never coming back in here. It was just too many things. It was questioning too many things about me. It was putting me in a very difficult position. And the second class I was dragged to by the same friend who I hadn't told about the first class. And second class, the Sorval youth who was leading the class with his fiance invited me to dance and corrected 3-4 things in my posture. And right away I was comfortable in my body to be able to share that kind of intimacy with somebody else who I didn't know how to quite manage. And right after that, Jorge arrived and kept it going very much. So then I caught the bug, definitely. Definitely. And now it's been part of my journey somehow here in Oroville.
So what do you think, especially for Orwellians, what does tango mean? Like how did it change the Orwellian community when tango was introduced here?
I don't think I can speak for Orville as a whole. I can speak just for myself. For me, it put, just as I said earlier, a lot of... it made me question myself very much. Make me face a lot of fears, made me understand a whole world that I could never have thought of diving into. And somehow I think the group here has grown around that, because the way it's been brought forward has always been to do it in a way that's most... where you feel well in the dance, where you take a moment, an hour, off of whatever stress you might have accumulated from the day, and remember for a moment what you're here for. And tango has kind of become an excuse to do that, and a wonderful excuse, I think. And then once one dives in the dance, there's just always so much more to discover, so much more to explore.
So what do you think is the greatest challenge about this, especially tango?
Well, I think, as Orwin was mentioning, it's learning to understand yourself. Also learning to understand and communicate well with somebody else that potentially you don't even know. It's learning to communicate and learning to listen. Learning to say things clearly, because you're doing that through your body. And you're listening not only to yourself, but also to the music. You're connecting to a lot of different things. So it's the difficult part is letting go. You know, you come in with a preconceived mind, and you discover that the world, the truth of the world is different. You have to deal with the truth. Yeah?
So what is the essence of tango?
Well, that's a... tough question, but I would say that a lot of it is the heart. Yeah, it's the music is coming from the heart, the dancing is coming from the heart, is really connecting there. You see people change. You see people change with the evolution of their dancing. I see people that have never had to deal in any type of relationship of any kind, sometimes have to deal with like communicating with somebody in a very intimate way. And at first you see the fear in people and the things that are true to them that they just haven't experienced, all of a sudden clarifies in their minds. And 6 months later, a year later, you see a transformed person. So, yeah, it's opening up the heart in the end.
What is it for you? Would you, or do you have to add anything, Orivan?
Just to add a little something. For me, it's really the being able to come together for 3 minutes of a dance, completely as one, with one's dancer, with the music, and just disappearing in the whole of it. Disappearing yet tasting, enjoying every part of it, every instant, the way that the music is moving you, the way that your partner is hearing what you hear in the music and asking you to move that way, the way the body discovers new things. And for me, it's really that those moments of sharing.
Would you also say that the intimacy is the major part of tango, or the difference of tango and other dances? Or what would you say, in which way does it differ?
Well, I mentioned intimacy, but it's really respect. Yeah, learning to respect each other. And much of the dance is built on that, is respecting everybody that you're dancing with, making sure that all of those that are sitting down are dancing. Yeah, if there's maybe more men than women in the dance floor, then or vice versa, you try to make sure that everybody has a chance to enjoy the dance. And you almost could say it's a responsibility for the men to be courteous, to be, you know, sensitive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it builds that type of respect towards others and caring towards others, I think, that sometimes may be lacking. Yeah.
What was the most amazing thing you yourself? I mean, you have talked a lot about that, but also maybe what you have observed in others, the greatest change you have experienced so far.
Just as Jorge mentioned, we can't quite give, and we could give a bunch of examples, but I don't think that's the necessity is there. It's just that we have quite a mixed group, actually, of quite different ages, of very different backgrounds. One of our dancers comes from 100 kilometers away every time for class, so he drives here, he dances, he just drives back.
Oh, wow.
And we have a lot of people who are in their own way extremely, extremely committed. And the way that, I mean, each person has a story with tango, in the sense it's not easy to be left indifferent with tango. Because once you start to dive in, you can always dance it, enjoy yourself. But if you start to really dive in, there's something that catches you or that frightens you. But if you continue, you just have to dig deeper into yourself. Because one of the things I would like to add to what he said before is that one thing that makes tango so very different from any other dance is the part of constant, constant improvisation, which means that at no point in time can you know what is going to happen next as a male dancer or as a female dancer. Because depending on who you're dancing with, what the music will ask of you, the reaction of the music in the other person, it's a very different... you just don't know what happens. There's no sequence to follow. And so I think it puts you very much in front of yourself, in front of a hearing of the music. And if you start to listen and enjoy tango music, you see that it's not just a little happy tune. There's a lot going on inside. And it tells the story of different people. You don't need to speak about the lyrics, but just the music itself. You feel there's a depth. And if you let yourself be taken by the music, it makes those things rise up in you. And you don't necessarily know what it is. Sometimes an emotion rises in the dance and you're left at the end of the dance wondering where it came from. And it's okay. And you smile at your partner and you change partner and the dance goes on, the life goes on.
Hearing you two talking, it really feels like I gotta take a class. So is tango for everybody? Would you say, or maybe there are some people, it doesn't fit to them? Or is it a dance for everybody in the end?
I think when I tell people, oh, you should come and try, yeah, and they say, oh, I have to Lafitte. I'm like, perfect. Me too. I had to Lafitte also, you know, and everybody can dance. If you can walk, I mean, tango is walking, really. That's really what it is. So if you can walk, you can come and dance tango. But it requires practice, like everything else. You know, but the beauty of it is you come and have fun. You come and enjoy yourself. You know, you come and really let yourself be surprised. And as long as you enjoy it, then you will come back. And hopefully your dancing will get better if you come back. Yeah, so everybody should try it at least.
Okay, you heard that. Everybody should try that. So now, of course, we are interested when the classes are going on. And I also heard that you had a tango festival last year, which was a great success because you had like 100 professional dancers coming from all over the world. So are you going to have a festival like that this year?
Absolutely. We're setting it up right at the moment. We have it's going to happen from the 14th to the 17th of March this year. We have two couples coming from Europe and then four other dancers. Four that are traveling in India, I'm saying here. So we're thinking of that it'll be quite a bit bigger than last year. As tango is quite young in the country, that the level has grown quite a lot, actually, thanks to the festival in great part, and thanks just to the motivation of dancers who are getting more and more into it. So it's definitely happening again. And let's see what it brings us.
So how many people are you going to expect?
I would say between 120, 150, if there is more. Let's see.
Yeah, probably. So where does it take place then? In Orville?
Yes, it takes place in Orville. We have 2 to 3 different venues that we use during the day, so as to split up the number of students, of tango dancers. And so every day there will be classes for 4 days, and every night a milonga, a tango ball.
So milonga, I heard that because now it's going on. What does milonga exactly mean? Is it another dance or is it?
Well, tango has basically 4 different styles of music, and one of them is milonga, which is quite fast. It's actually originally from Uruguay, but it's like tango vals. There's classical tango. There's milonga. There's modern tango, tango nuevo they call it. So there's a variety of different musics, but in general a tango party is called a milonga. Yeah. But you asked about the classes, and basically the classes are on Mondays, the beginner class from 6 to 7 pretty much, and then there's from 7 onwards there's an intermediate class, and every Monday, rain or shine. And that's all taking place at Nucreation, very close to the swimming pool. Mm-hmm. And then on Wednesdays we have a practica, we have a practice, and that's at 7:15 till around 9:30, 10 at Sauchu. That's in Bharat Nivas. That's an open air hall right at the entrance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and occasionally we have milongas, tango parties, and they vary from place to place or from weekend to weekend. So we usually post that up on Facebook. There's a Facebook site, or also once you come, sometimes we send SMSs out to people, remind them what's happening during the week or in the weekend.
Yeah. Hey, this is great. And now you can also start to send us an email if you have milongas, so we can actually give that info out to the community. So, yeah, thank you very much for your time, Jorge and Orban. And I wish you a very pleasant night with the milonga. And, yeah, thank you for having you here and sharing the time with me.
Thank you.